Welcome. This is my day 6, October 2018. And that's like every day in the month of October to make a piece of audio about music. And so this is my day 6. And to do it, I want to bring you in on a conversation or on another person's point of view about what's going on at the moment. Well, I'm a bit late now, Simon, coming in on this.
Today is, what is the oldest song that you remember listening to, that you still listen to now?
Okay. I get that. Something old. I'm pretty old. I'm mature. So you're having difficulty, Simon, thinking of what to choose. So if you think it's going to be easy for me to pick my one. Oh, it's JN2N. Jana, hello, hello.
What do you mean, Silent Night?
Yeah, so Christmas songs and things. Well, I mean, not all of them, a lot of them are 19th century.
Oh, I was thinking Greensleeves, because wasn't that written by Henry VIII?
There you go.
Allegedly.
Greensleeves? Are you actually saying that you still listen to Greensleeves? Simon, I know a little bit about your taste in music. I know the kind of music that you compose and make. But Greensleeves?
It's the theme tune to the design of this.
See, I think you're pulling my leg. I really do. I think you're pulling people's legs. I think this question is all about, you know, what song did you used to listen to when you were young that you're still listening to today? Surely that's what it's all about. Not about, you know, which piece of music. Oh, I have a piece of music that was played by Neanderthals. That's the oldest piece of music that I listen to today. Neanderthal music. I think for you, dear listeners here, to get the full flavour of this, I think you need to go to the source material. Go to Simon and Jana, who are available on an episode of SM2N on Anchor. And it is entitled The Oldest Song You Remember Listening To That You Still Listen To. Okay, the one I'm going to play for you is, I'm calling it up now here, and I'm trying to think which is the quickest way to call it up. You see, this is actually the first piece of music that I owned, that I actually bought a vinyl, a 45, and I do listen to it still today. I listen to it today, and I listen to it fairly frequently. So much so that I have a playlist on Spotify, which is music to go to sleep with. And this is music that it's good for me to leave running while I drift off to sleep. And I love and love then, and it's stuck with me since. I love the saxophone. I have to admit, I love the saxophone. I love lots of other musical instruments too, but it is hard for me not. Now, of course, I love the saxophone. But I'll tell you what, when I'm going to sleep at night, it's really the clarinet I want. You see, if I go right back to the first record I bought, it was a clarinetist. Just have a listen to this guy. You may have heard of him. He was born in January 1929. He didn't pass away until 2014. Yeah, he a pretty and amazing song. I was 12 when I bought this single. And after it, I bought an awful lot of other ones. There were other music that I used to listen to, but this is the first one that I still, like, for example, The Young Ones by Cliff Richards. That I like, but I haven't listened to it, as I say, within the last, I don't know, 10 years. So this record was pretty remarkable. And the guy was born in Somerset. Yep. And he got the name Acker from a Somerset slang for a friend or a mate. Acker, my Acker. So he was called Acker Bilk. Bilk, yeah, B-I-L-K. Now, where on earth he got the name Bilk from, I don't know. He was born Bernard Stanley Bilk. Anyway, we're here to talk about the music, so let me play it and I'll just go to sleep, okay? I think it is time for a little afternoon nap. There we are. Thank you, Stefano Landi in Montreal, for coming up with that wonderful, ambiguous question. I love it. Bye for now. I hope to be back with my day 7 octaver very soon. Never meant this one to be so long. Obviously a quality topic.